This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. If you wanted to put together a big three of state schools to develop a plan to improve higher education outcomes, who'd you choose? University of Florida, Florida State, Miami, perhaps? If you picked the University of South Florida, Florida International University, and the University of Central Florida, you'd have chosen wisely, as the three now make up the FCMRU, the Florida Consortium of Metropolitan Research Universities. Combined, USF, FIU, and UCF serve an area that includes almost two-thirds of the state's population and nearly half of the students enrolled in the state university system. Douglas Robertson is Dean of Undergraduate Education at FIU in Miami.
It's very empowering to join two other institutions that have similar students and a similar context and similar missions. And what we're finding is that we are improving our performance for students by sharing best practices in ways that we couldn't do by ourselves.
How many of you are advisors? I'm not using that term, academic advisors, that are with us today. Hands up.
The consortium recently held a student success luncheon that brought together 300 faculty and staff members from the three universities. Those members have developed a list of goals for the FCMRU, including awarding another 3,600 baccalaureate degrees a year, raising the six-year graduation rate for minority students from 63% to 67%, and increasing the number of graduates employed in Florida or continuing their education here from 76% to 79%. Paul Dosal, USF's Vice Provost for Student Success, says the consortium will use a number of tools and methods to try to reach these goals. Perhaps none will be bigger than predictive analytics, using past data to forecast future outcomes.
Predictive analytics is the foundation for it, helping us to identify the at-risk students, and then putting those at-risk students on a pathway to success, and applying some targeted approaches so that we make sure those at-risk students receive the support they need on that path to success, which includes career readiness from the start of their college career.
Dosal says reaching students includes keeping an eye not just on their in-class performance, but also on their choice of classes.
We've learned, for example, that sometimes students are taking what we are now calling toxic combinations of courses.
Like, say, taking organic chemistry and calculus in the same semester.
And through our predictive analytics platform and our advising, we might be able to do that. Say, you know, when they try to register, a red light might come on and say, don't do that, toxic. Stay away from it.
The consortium has picked up backing from a major supporter, the Helios Education Foundation. Paul Luna is Helios's president and CEO.
So we partner with universities like USF and others on how do we support students, especially students from traditionally underserved communities, first-generation college students, those that maybe need a little extra support to ensure that they not only have access to higher education or to a university environment, but that they're able to complete that degree.
Helios has provided over $500,000 for the group's administrative costs. Luna says that's due in part to the three schools committing more than $1 million to the partnership.
We also, quite frankly, want to acknowledge that each university is investing in this consortium on their own. So to see the universities put their own resources, you know, to have skin in the game, as you say, was something that we really were impressed by and drove us to provide our investment as well.
And he adds that it's good to see universities that usually compete with one another work together with student success in mind.
We recognize that universities by history and by definition are set up to compete against each other. They compete for students. They compete to succeed. They compete to do the best they can as compared to others. But what has really been unique and what we really value in the Florida Consortium partnership is there's also a recognition and acknowledgement that this is about ensuring that we're serving all students in Florida well.
The Florida Consortium of Metropolitan Research Universities has requested $12 million additional dollars from the state legislature and will soon name an executive director. To find out more about the FCMRU, visit our webpage, wusf.org/universitybeat. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.